welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So happy September, almost September, and happy, happy Virgo season. We are moving into the official second week of Virgo season, headed towards the full moon in Pisces, which is 1:22 p.m. this coming Wednesday, September 2nd. So we are still in that waxing moon stage, and this is a great time to call in any additional manifestations, any goals that you may have for September and for Virgo season leading up to this full moon on Wednesday. And this is more of an emo full moon because, yes, it is in that water sign of Pisces. So we're likely to feel, and you may have already been feeling, heightened sensitivities, maybe emotional triggers. Think of the energies of the moon card, which is ruled by Pisces, kind of bringing up those triggers, those shadows. And because of its ruling, this moon can be helpful to work with these energies rather than fighting them. One thing I always like to do in a Pisces moon is to take saltwater baths to recharge and reset. So for those of you lucky enough to be by the water, to have a pool, I now have a pool in my little community. My sister has a pool. So that's, you know, anytime spent in water, even if it's just, like I said, a saltwater bath or a salt scrub in the shower, can be really helpful in this kind of intense emotional Pisces moon. Another area that can be helpful is if you're feeling overwhelmed emotionally, can be redirecting energy towards service to others. And that can be how you could help a friend or a family member, a loved one. Uranus is in a really advantageous aspect to this full moon in Pisces. And Uranus aligns with that Aquarian energy, that connection to others. So you might find that it recharges you when you're in those tense moments to help others, to help, you know, offer support as opposed to looping over and over. And we can do this in Pisces where you kind of go through these anxiety-ridden thoughts or these like emotionally charged thoughts in your head. And for me, I always find this helpful when I'm doing reading. So, you know, at some of the lowest points, and I think I might have shared this, at some of my lowest points in New York over the past 6 months, when the city was just energetically crumbling in the midst of the pandemic. And I was just so emotionally overwrought. And, you know, I love the city. I was so uncertain as to where I would live, what felt the safest, most aligned for me. And one of the most helpful tools was being able to do readings, was being able to offer intuitive guidance to others. And as with everything, you trust your intuition on this. If you're feeling drained and you're like, nah, I just need to sit and, like, you know, watch Netflix, or I need to just, like, sit and take a bath or have some freaking almond milk ice cream. That's my fave. Do what you need to do in this energy, but I find that it can be really helpful to offer healing or to help others when you're in those times of feeling that, because it reminds you of your power of, like, oh my gosh, I am able to be of use. I'm able to be of service. But like I said, that's, you know, take that with a grain of salt and what's in alignment for you, because what can be healing for one person can be completely draining for another, or what can feel healing in one moment to you could be draining in the next moment. So always tap into your own inner guidance system with that. This full moon in Pisces is also a big one because we're at the 6 month mark from Pisces. So ironically, and this is obviously the case with every full moon, but, you know, Pisces specifically, when we look back at that, ironically was the start of the pandemic for most of the world. I know it started earlier in Asia, but for the biggest chunk of us and most of my listeners, which are across North America and Europe, the pandemic started in Pisces season. And this is a powerful time to look back at where we all were 6 months ago, beginning of March, and ask ourselves, what have we learned? What have we incorporated more of? What have we released? And what habits might we have changed, released, or altered? I was thinking about this a lot myself over the past couple of days, and one of the things I have really consciously worked on was upping my game in kindness and neutrality. And while everybody loves kindness, neutrality can sometimes be a negatively charged word. And that, because I get it, because to some people that can be heard as doing nothing in the face of something that is deemed bad or wrong. And I get that. And I mean, I am human. I definitely still hold opinions and views of what is right and what is wrong for me personally. But As so much xenophobia and shaming and hatred bubbled to the surface in my experience in New York, I really focused on being able to hold my truth while accepting that others, you know, hold sometimes a drastically different truth than mine, and still being able to honor them, honor their experience, and even love them in spite of those differences. So in the past 6 months, as these things kind of really heated up, really came to a head, and you know, I pride myself, I've said this a million times, I pride myself on being a quote unquote true New Yorker, and it's the city of all ethnicities, all religions, gender, sexual orientations, and philosophies coexisting. And when I got really honest over this past cycle, most of my inner circle, and while yes, they absolutely vary in race, gender, sexual orientation, but they were all quite homogenous in terms of, you know, all of us being politically liberal with similar views for the most part. And for that reason, I often, and this is something I've just recently examined in this kind of like Pisces emo energy, I often felt an inability to allow myself to become close with others who fell out of that Venn diagram. I'm not proud of this. I'm just Pisces oversharing right now. And, you know, as massive polarity and duality rose about everything, I mean, literally people are up in arms and disagreeing and very dualistic and polarized about everything from politics to the right way to quarantine, to vaccinations, to travel, to school and work policies. And I realized for the first time since childhood, honestly, I found myself often in stark disagreement with some people very close to me. And many of these individuals, I highly value. They're city friends. I've loved them for years, including even my ex-wife, who remains a very dear friend of mine. And recently, she started to have a very heated conversation with me over feelings on a certain government, you know, regulation issue. And she waited for me to chime in, me too, because we almost always agreed historically. That was one of the things, you know, it's how we got married. Our values were very aligned on our viewpoint of the world. So in this particular circumstance, I didn't say me too. I just listened to everything she had to share and waited. And then I said, you know, I hear you and I understand that perspective, but I don't happen to agree. And she, you could tell she was shocked and started to get very combative and said, and as she was speaking up, I said, does it really make you love me less as a person or as a friend because we don't agree on this? And she stopped and she said, you know, no, it doesn't. And I said, what if we're both right? So when I did my kind of deep dive in this Pisces progress update, this is what I came to. This has allowed me to see we have far more differences than many of us realize. Yes, I think a lot of us are seeing that. Like we're like, whoa, this person I've been besties with forever, or this family member, like, wow, we really disagree. But we also have far more similarities as humans being in these human bodies in this existence. So from my, again, just my perspective, the differences don't make us wrong or bad or unlovable. They just make us human. And leading up to this full moon, I would encourage you to do the same, to give yourself that 6 month progress update. Like, what have you learned? What have you shifted? How have you grown? What have you released? What have you called in that you're really proud of? And I guarantee you, when you do this exercise, Lori Ladd just did a really beautiful video with a couple steps of kind of just this review over the past period since quarantine. And I feel like that really helped me come to this too, of, you know, doing this almost progress update. You'll be surprised at how much you've grown in a short time. And, you know, all of the ways that you've up-leveled and ascended and evolved in this powerful shift that we're all in. So, all right, that being said, let's take a look at our cards for the month. For September, always starting with that Order of the Golden Dawn by astrology and by numerology. So, ninth card, ninth month is the Hermit, also ruled by Virgo, and the biggest chunk of September is in Virgo season. So, in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, this card shows this old man in a hooded cloak. I love the outfit, actually. Like, I have this whole outfit. He has this hooded cloak, and he's carrying this staff, aka a pimp cane, because you guys know I love a pimp cane. I own several, and I own this cloak, which is going to be my fall winter coat. And he, in his right or masculine, kind of the giving hand, we see our right hand as the giving masculine hand. And in that right hand, he has that cane, kind of as denoting support and putting that support, that structure, in very Virgo vein out to the world. In his left, or like intuitive receiving feminine hand, he has this lantern. And the lantern has that six-pointed star of Solomon, kind of that symbol of wisdom. And the lantern's illuminating the path. And this is kind of like driving cross-country in the dark. I'm sure many of you have heard that analogy of your headlights, or the lantern in this case, can only illuminate a few steps, but you have to trust your inner guidance system, like the GPS of your car, to lead you forward. And the Hermit is on that journey of self-actualization using the discipline and the determination of Virgo energy. So some people see the Hermit card in a reading and they freak out, especially now, and especially after, you know, kind of that enforced loneliness and disconnection that many people felt of quarantine. And they're like, oh God, no, I've been a hermit for months, I'm good. But what I will say, even as the extreme extrovert that I am, I truly love and embrace the Hermit, because it usually comes along when you realize it's in your best interest to go within, in the way of realigning with your own intuition. And that really is the highest form of connection. The more in touch we are with our own intuition, the better and deeper connections we have with others. And the hermit teaches us to filter out outside noises. You know, and that doesn't mean being a social recluse. It means kind of trusting your inner voice, your inner channel to source, universe, God, whatever you want to call it, before you're kind of taking on other noises and outside opinions. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, I drew this card as Barbra Streisand. I love Barbra. She is Streisand. She is kind of known in Hollywood for being a bit of a hermit, and has proudly owned this by saying that she finds inspiration and insight in her alone time at her kind of sanctuary that she's created in Malibu. And when we look at the Virgo ruling of this card, we think like that grounded sanctuary earth vibes. We also think loyalty, hard worker, sometimes perfectionist. My mom's a Virgo. I have many Virgo friends. I will say that that is valid. I also think that the Hermit in Virgo season is a really strong invitation to go within, clear out that outside noise and clutter, and so that you can know how to use that, like, work that earth energy to get things done this month, to kind of all of the inspiration and fire from Leo that came through. This is now the, like, okay, how do we get to work, and what are the messages, what do we need to know from our own inner being that we can do that in the most effective and clear and beneficial way. The Hermit and Virgo are also associated with the throat chakra. So it's a good time to really look at, where can we trust our own throat chakra, especially above that of others? Where do we need to express our truth more clearly? And, you know, that could be to ourselves, that could be to the world, that could be both. Where can we really open that throat chakra for our best and highest good? Now, moving on to our second card, we have the Magician reverse. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little bummed when I saw this card upside down when I pulled the January 1st, 2020 overview, because I love the Magician upright. I have a painting of the Magician. The Magician, it's Lady Gaga in my deck. Numerologically, Lady Gaga is a one. Steve Jobs is a one on the male side of things. People that are game changers, that are great creators, and often really good at working with the elements. So earth, air, fire, water, or in tarot, obviously, pentacles being earth, swords being air, wands, fire, cups, water. I'm using all of those tools, those elements, to alchemize and to manifest. But the reversal can bring some challenges. The Magician in reverse often comes when we know what we need to do. We probably even know that we have all the tools. Like, yeah, I know I'm qualified. I know I've got the ammo I need. But you may be procrastinating. You know, like we said, the perfectionism element of Virgo is no joke. And is that kind of creating or allowing a temporary distraction this month with Magician reverse? And I will tell you, I personally I'm very much in Magician reverse. I have had a massive writing project on hold since March when the pandemic hit. And I will, side note, anything you want to release in the Pisces full moon, that is going to be mine. I'm going to be releasing all of my blocks around this specific project with the Pisces full moon. Thank you, and ta-ta, I'm done with them. But I realized I was magician reversing hard, especially this past week. And one of my besties fully called me out on it, and I love her for that truth, because as I was procrastinating, which is very unlike me, and actually my friend was like, you don't do this. This is unlike you. I have that Aries rising, like, go, go, let's, you know, get things done. But I was spending a lengthy amount of time decorating my new balcony. And I will take photos and post these because I'm pretty proud of it, I'm not gonna lie. But I made a full-on gorgeous witchy cabana for meditating and eating, you know, breakfast, my vegan breakfast with my teas and UFO spotting, which I'll go more into that in the Ask Cardi B segment, because yes, I did get a lot of questions about the UFO picture that I posted on Instagram. But back to the point of magician reverse. When you're putting work or effort into something, like you're still working, Virgo energy, but it's almost like a little side project or a distraction in ways to procrastinate from what you really know in the magician that you're being called to do, that you're really being called to create and call in and manifest and magnetize. So the magician, because it's ruled by Mercury, it can carry some of those annoying Merc retro traits when this card is in reversal. I'll share some advice that, again, my bestie gave me when we were talking about the balcony distraction around the magician reverse challenges. She said, I know you wrote a ton in the beginning of the year on this project that I'm working on. She said, pull out those pages from whatever folder or drawer you shove them in and put them on top of your desk. So basically, if there's something you have been kind of putting to the side or not fully giving your energy to, but you know that you want to, where can you put this top of mind? Is it physically, like me, putting this object in view as a reminder? Is it creating calendar updates or writing notes to yourself or physically writing in your calendar? She also said, I know you love rituals. Why don't you come up with a writing candle and elixir or potion that kind of kickstarts this ritual for you for every time you're going to sit down and write, like a solar blast inspiration candle and a cup of rose petal cacao. So what is a ritual? Whether, if you're someone who's very like a Tauruses love the ambiance. So maybe that's candles and a certain music. Maybe it's a food or a drink that kind of gets you, the taste sensation that gets you in that mindset. Whatever it is that gets you excited and in that zone, I would really encourage you to incorporate that this month to help work with the magician reverse. So like, okay, magician reverse, I see you, but I also want to work with you. I'm definitely in the thick of this one. So by all means, if any of you have additional tips or tricks that are working, please, please share. And I will share them on my podcast and my social for everyone else who's in the thick of magician reversed. All right. So finally, let's take a look at our card of the week. King of Pentacles. Okay, for those of you who are long-term listeners, you know that this is one of my very favorite court cards. I love a lot of the court cards, actually. I know for some people they're tricky, but they have such personalities because obviously I drew my deck and I have such a love for all of the women in the deck. King of Pentacles is Karen Mayo. She's this very, very talented tech entrepreneur. She's always, been kind of cited for her innovation and also just for making it look seamless and effortless in the tech industry. And I think that is very King of Pentacles. Like, yes, there's abundance, but there's an ease about it. So in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, this king is shown on his throne with this like intricate robe of grapes and leaves. And that's always, when we look at the old school imagery, that's always abundance, right? Like grapes and pomegranates, like abundance. And he's surrounded with lots of plants and flowers, showing that it's just continuing to bloom. This it's continuing to come in. He's like, yeah, I've got this, and more is on the way. He has this bull on his throne representing a connection to Taurus energy. So showing definitely the earth energy of this card, and also with Taurus, like enjoying the good life, unapologetically being like, I'm worthy of the good life and I know it's on the way in. And his position amongst the flowers and vines demonstrates that he's also grounded amongst his success. Like he's not all just like bling bling. He's like very grounded and very of the people. They say this is the king you would follow into battle without necessarily even asking why, because he has an incredible charisma and just that vibe of, we totally got this, no stress, don't worry, come on, follow me, we got this. This week, I would really say, is a great time to tap into that King of Pentacles energy of feeling confidence in the moments of adversity. Or if you're kind of like, oh, like I know I can do this, but I'm feeling whatever pushback that the Magician reversed may be giving you, the King of Pentacles is a great counterbalance to that, because the King of Pentacles also has the ability to be very present and enjoy the here and now. So it kind of eliminates some of the borrowing from future anxieties. I was really thinking about this card in my current move, because in the past, I was always a long-term planner and I had to be very certain of things, very committed. And, you know, like the city I lived in, but not even just geographic location, but even the apartment, I needed to feel like, okay, I'm committing to this for a time period. I don't like to move. I don't like upheaval. I like to be like, yes, this is my stake in the ground. And King of Pentacles, while grounded and down to earth, is also very of the now moment. And that's kind of why he has this abundant garden of just like, yeah, it's fine. More is coming. And there's a respect for it, but there's also like, I'm not going to obsess and count and hoard, right? Like it's more is coming, and we're going to flow with the seasons. We're going to flow with what's coming. I keep saying that I'm looking at this upcoming year, and I think I've said this on the podcast, as going on tour, and each location as a tour stop, rather than putting constraints or pressures of where am I going to live? Oh my gosh, am I going back to New York? When am I going back to New York? Is that ever going to be aligned for me again? Because that can cause me to go into crazy analysis paralysis. But this kind of mentality of being in the present, of being short term, can be very helpful with projects and initiatives that you may be grappling with in the Magician reversed. If you place less pressure and less expectations, usually the outcome is even better than you expected. It's kind of like all of these flowers and plants around this king. I don't think he watched them grow. I think he was just living his life as they kind of blossomed around him in this scene. I have to admit, I had no expectations whatsoever moving to Pennsylvania. Didn't have the best experience as a child in a lot of ways living here. So I was kind of like short tour stop. No expectations. And I've already had an amazing time, yes, with my family, but I've also made an awesome new vegan yogi friend. And Christina, if you're listening, love you and thank you for your delicious treats. She has a magical organic garden and just brought me all of these treats and is teaching me kind of some great yoga spots, some great vegan spots in the area. Also, I discovered just the cutest new restaurant. The other night I was walking Lola. I live in this like little community with its own like restaurant and like pool and health club and little shops. And I was like, cool, I'm going to go check this out. And the one of the little restaurants had live music, and there was, you know, some healthy vegan options. So I thought, cool, I'm gonna have a nice little outdoor meal with Lola. And the waitress said to me, she's, you're welcome to sit outside, but there is a chance of rain. And I was like, you know what, we're gonna risk it. And as soon as we sat down outside, the musician started playing New York, New York. It's almost like a little like nod to the universe of like, you're in the right place, I see you. And I had a delicious meal for a fraction of what it would be in New York, New York. And I managed to have my meal leisurely and walk home, get in the door. And as I closed the door, I literally heard rain on my window pane. So it was like perfect timing. And I really just feel like that is King of Pentacles vibes, like just being present, just enjoying without restraints or without like trying to future project or future plan. I'm just like, it's good. It's all good. And I'm going to be really present and really enjoy. And that's kind of when that, that abundance and that energy really comes in a big way. So like I said, I think this is a great team to work with. If you're going to have the Magician reversed, which can be a challenge, throwing the King of Pentacles in there is kind of like, all right, cool. We got this. We can ride this out. So I hope that that is helpful. I hope that you all have an incredible full moon in Pisces. I will be adding some new content that I'll keep you posted on in the meantime. I'm still doing my Instagram lives every Monday, 7:30 Eastern. So again, great time to tune in for a free live mini reading if you are available. A lot of you who are, for whatever reason, unable to get readings with me, whether it's unable to schedule them because of the calendar being full or there are limitations, this is a great way to get a free mini reading live. And if you're unable to tune in live, it is up for 24 hours, so you can send questions through in advance. Stay tuned next week, because I have been talking about this. I'm really excited. James from Osset Gypsy is back. He just launched a brand new store, and I'm really excited to talk to him. I think it's a great time to do this in Virgo season about big transitions transitions and this intense shift and this ascension and kind of what that feels like and how we can work with the energies and really embrace them. So again, happy Virgo season, happy almost new moon in Pisces. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.